Well, it's time to welcome the two songwriters I've been telling you about all show. I should say singers and songwriters. They've been recording for a while, but they haven't made a new record for 6 years. They're out, that record that's out now called Matopedia is the first record they've made for 6 years, and you can pick it up right now in your stores on Ryko Hannibal Records. The name Matopedia refers to the, as they say here on the promo, the literal and metaphysical region where the Matopedia River flows in eastern Quebec. That's up in the Gaspé Peninsula area, where the Appalachians start, or coming from this direction, it's where they end, if we're going up that direction. And I guess that makes a lot of sense, because the music that these people have been writing and performing for a while is very grounded in traditional North American music, but it's also very contemporary in its sound. They started playing and recording in the late 60s, early 70s, and I think Maria Muldaur was the first to record some of their tunes. Later on, everybody was introduced to the fact that they are probably the best writers of mature love songs in the world. When you hear Heart Like a Wheel, Lena Ronstadt recorded, and recently on Wrecking Ball, you heard Going Back to Harlan, one of their tunes, very evocative music they make. We've been great fans of theirs for a long time. They sing in both French and English. I'm not sure what they've chosen tonight, but whatever it is, I'm sure it will be delightful. They brought their band with them down from Canada. We're very, very happy to welcome back to the Mountain Stage Kate and Anna McGarrigle.
Thank you. Thank you. title song of the new record. This something hanging off my guitar. I thought it was a string, but it was a white hair. I think it's mine. She was 17. He said, "Oh my God, it's Kate." She said, "No, I'm the daughter of Kate. My name is Martha. Who are you?" "Ma never told me, never told me.
Recorded in the
the last couple of years, I guess.
It's part of our vision.
Going back to Harlem.
With Michael Pepin and Joel Zifkin. That was Kate and Anna McGarrigal. And if there are a lot of songs as good as that one, I'd like to have you bring them to me. I'd like to hear them. Heart Like a Wheel, Kate and Anna McGarrigal. Their new album is called Matapedia. You heard the title song there and some other tunes from that album. It's on Ryko Hannibal Records. Two of the finest songwriters in the world.
We are live down at Tongue and Groove Studios once again on the World Cafe, and our guests today have been to our tiny little third floor studio once before, and that's why we're here, all spread out in the wonderful confines of the Tongue and Groove Studios. We come here for a number of reasons. There are many vintage amplifiers and microphones, and there's a lot of space, and there's room for an audience. An audience that knows its cue. And we are so happy that these people have made one of their rare appearances here on the World Cafe. They're some of our favorites. Will you please welcome Kate and Anna McGarrigal? Wow. It struck me that you came in between albums, I think, to visit us last time, but...
I'm trying to remember, it might have been, 93 or something?
We were promoting the re-release of our first two records.
Right, that's right, that's funny.
18 years later.
Now some of the songs I know in this new one are of not so recent vintage, because you did Jacques Gil for us last time.
Well, it's in our standards of, in our lifetime, that's new.
Yeah, right.
I guess that was 93 years. 3 years, that's a long time.
This is true.
We're from Canada, we're slow.
Now that song is one of Anna's, and the title track of this new one, Matapedia, I assumed Kate was yours because it features Martha, your daughter, in it, but it's...
Most of it is. But the Madipedia, Anne actually came up with that.
Now,
that idea of the river, using the river, because she's very into nature. She lives at the country. <zone. laughs>
That sounds like some kind of a put-down.
No, stop.
Well, now, how much of the Madipedia, the song of Madipedia, which I would love if you would do, actually took place?
All of it.
Really?
Actually, yes, I had met a... when I was about 18 or 19, I had this boyfriend, and we had gone away for a weekend. I guess it was my first time going away with him. And he had a beautiful little Austin Healey 3000, and we drove to Madipedia, which is about as far as you can go and back in a weekend. You know, like it's one of the, I guess it's like going from here to, I don't know, Pittsburgh or something like that. Anyhow, so, and only Madipedia is not only Pittsburgh. And actually, it's not unlike us, because it's a train town, and it's in a valley, and there's one, there's two rivers, not three, but two. Anyhow, years later, a couple years back, he ran into my daughter. He teaches in college, and he thought that she was me. He actually, she came home, she said, this guy grabbed me, and he looked as if he'd seen a ghost. And
I think he was drunk.
Anna, this show is there from Burlington.
Careful.
Well, it's such a great story. It's I love his big middle-aged hands. I can relate with my small middle-aged hands. But
so big, you're right.
If you could do it, that'd be wonderful.
Sure.
Miles 10, 9, 8, and I was not afraid.
on over to the other side. Back home, safe and sound. But I could not slow down. No, I could not slow down.
PDAK, Dana McGarrigle, and also Joel Zifkin on the disembodied violin, and Michelle Pepin on the bass, joining them today. Maybe the banjo next, where I was thinking of we would...
You're making me work.
I am making you work. You're the only one that has to change. Well, I guess, yeah, Naomi does too. Very often when your albums come, there's at least one song that we kind of know because someone else has been doing it for a while, and that's certainly true with this one, with Going Back to Harlan, which was, in many ways, kind of the centerpiece of Emmylou Harris and Daniel Lanois' album that they did together. Just,
well, it's nice that you think it is. Yeah. I'm not sure if they do. But.
Well, the sound of that record, it fits so well with this song. And I was curious, did they commission it, or did...
No, Emmylou heard us singing it about 3 years ago in Toronto. We were doing a show with the Neville Brothers. We were actually opening for them. And she just happened to be there shooting a video. And she came to the show and said, oh, I like the song, send me a tape. And it was so new, we hadn't even made a tape of it yet, or even a demo. So we made a little demo.
Wow.
And we don't, I mean, we still do it. You know, she, I mean, they took a few liberties with the song, but it's nice. I like what they did with it.
Now, there's another Canadian writer, a guy named Ron Sexsmith, who wrote a song about Lebanon, Tennessee, a place he'd never...
Nice song. I love that song.
Yeah.
But it's a place he'd never been, and I think he saw it on a package. This song comes out of your experience with old-timey music, or...?
Yes, it's about growing up and being in love in the context of folk music, because that's when we were learning about all these things and the way people kind of relate to certain types of literature. I always like to think of Thomas Hardy or people like that, or Dostoevsky. Well, we were like the people in the folk songs. Those were our kind of role models.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Going Back to Harlan.
Okay.
Assuming sit on a riverbank and grew up by and by. And grew up by and by. Feel my heart apart and play me little shady bow. Ring the bells of Rindy till they ring inside my head forever. Bounce the bow, rock the gallows for the hangman's reel. And wake the devil from his dream.
Dana McGarrigle here on the World Cafe, and on guitar, and Kate on banjo on that one. And I couldn't help but noticing, and on a song you wrote about your mother dying, you refer to sometimes you used to spend banjo weekends.
Yes, this is actually a funny story. Our mother coined that expression.
We were not kindly.
About a year before she died, or actually maybe just a couple of months before she died, we were doing music for a film, and we decided that we should be close to her. So we brought all the equipment up to St. Sever, where she lived, and put everything, you know, spread out in the living room with the television screen, the ADAP machine, all this stuff, and sat her there on the couch so that she could be close to us, because we figured that's what she wanted. She seemed to like it, she could still, talk and that, but it's true, we were kind of treating her like an invalid. And anyway, we were writing a banjo cue for this movie, and I think we worked on it all day, And at the end, the poor woman who'd been sitting there all day, she said, "Don't ever ask me up here for another banjo weekend again." <You know? laughs> Poor thing.
Were your parents responsible for your initial being turned on to the traditional music, or did that come from elsewhere?
That came from elsewhere. I mean, the kind of music our parents listened to was mostly... my mother loved Gershwin, for instance. I mean, it was definitely stuff. My father liked Stephen Foster. They like kind of stuff, songs, you know, but mostly kind of pre-musicals, mostly kind of. But they sang a lot. But they sang songs of people. I mean, any time from the. Because my parents were born in. My father was born in 1899, so like. It was pre-First War, in a way, like when people would come in and give you a song, as some music hall songs and stuff like that.
Sounds like my father would sing in the car, that same type of song.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
that everybody. You want to move over to the piano? And maybe, because we've actually, all the times we've had, well, the other time we've had you, we've never had you do Heart Like a Wheel, and I was wondering if you could do that.
Yeah.
It's, this song goes way, way back in... For you, are you still able to conjure emotion with the song? Is it still?
Yeah. The other day when we were at ASCAP down in New York City, and they took us out for lunch, and they also wanted to take our photograph because of the record and everything, and they took us into this room that had an old Steinway piano, very much like the one we have up in our mother's house, an old 1880 Steinway. This one belonged to Victor Herbert, and. Anyway, it was beautiful, and there was that one, and there was a big sort of a Steinway grand that belonged to somebody else. I can't remember. But we decided.
Irving Berlin.
No, wasn't Irving Berlin?
Yes.
Was it?
Yes.
Oh,
wow.
God. Anyway, but we chose this old Steinway, and that's to be photographed in front of, and that's the piano that I wrote it on, in Saint. I mean, not that one, but
that,
one very much like
same.
It. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that's interesting. Well, unfortunately, we have an electronic one here today, but it'll
lovely.
Sound great.
It's a lovely RD-500 Roland.
My heart is on that ship out in the ocean.
I came sliding into that last note. Like it was in the Newark airport.
That's hard like a wheel from Kate and Anna McGarrigle. That song makes utter heartbreak sound somehow inviting. That's why I've always loved it. Like, you should experience this. I had to do my research for this, so research is easy nowadays. You just sit at your computer and you go and see what the websites are and everything. And there are there's six figures of mentions of you people. It's on this one place I looked on the web.
Yeah.
And so I started going through them, figuring I wasn't going to get very far. And there were a number for traditional music societies, and of course your record company has one, which Rykodisc did very well. And there's a number in many foreign languages, including something in a Cyrillic alphabet, which I didn't know quite know. And you're in the famous marriages too.
Oh, really?
There must be a site for famous marriages.
I didn't make it into People's Magazine, though.
Oh. You sound heartbroken about it.
I have his health records.
I thought that was all very interesting. I didn't find anything out that I was going to help here at all. When you were here before, you did a lot of new songs. And I was wondering if you had something new we hadn't heard maybe you wanted to do. You were talking about NACL.
We have something old.
Old. Oh, that's right. That's the old song. Yes.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I was going to say that it's on one of our records. It's on the one record that isn't on CD, this song.
So what's
NACL.
The point of doing it?
I think it's one of our most requested songs.
Well, then you should.
And when I check my email, most letters are about this song.
Maybe it's Cyrillic and you think it's nice.
No, people always want to put it in textbooks and things and pay you nothing. The usual.
I'm writing an enormous textbook on salt.
Just a home pals in the absence of H2O.
Kate and Anna Magaro go live from the Tongue and Groove Studios today. Our thanks once again to Joel Zifkin and Michelle Pepin and Kate and Anna Magaro.
Thank you.